Mark Whitfield from the album True Blue. We heard a track called Blues for Alice. Charlie Parker composition, you could hear Charlie Parker's influence on that for sure. That's a great album, True Blue by Mark Whitfield. That was released back, I think, back in 1994. And that has a great group on it. We heard Mark Whitfield on guitar. Let's see, Kenny Kirkland on piano, Rodney Whitaker on bass, and Jeff Tane Watts on drums. Elsewhere on that album, you can also hear Branford Marsalis on saxophones and Nicholas Payton on trumpet. So a great quintet on that. And we're going to continue on now with another set of music. We're going to start out with Melissa Aldana. When I mentioned I was headed to New York City this afternoon, and one of the people we're going to see is Melissa Aldana playing along with Steve Kuhn. So I wanted to hear this brand new release from her. She's a great tenor sax player. I think she is the first woman to win the prestigious Thelonious Monk Award, the first woman other than a female vocalist. And she's a tenor sax player. We're going to hear her in this trio setting. From her new album entitled Back Home, we're going to hear Allegra. Thank you.
Oh,
All right, we heard a couple tenor saxophone trios there, and you could tell the difference. Both fine tenor sax players, but in the second case, one of the all-time greats in Sonny Rollins, which was the last thing you heard, Sonny Rollins, from a very cool album called Milestone Jazz Stars in Concert. It's a two-disc set, and we heard Sonny Rollins featured with Don't Stop the Carnival. And that album, besides Sonny Rollins, we heard Ron Carter on bass and Al Foster on drums. But listen to this. Also on this album is McCoy Tyner on piano. So the core of that group is Sonny Rollins, McCoy Tyner, and Ron Carter. And if that wasn't enough, you can throw in Al Foster on drums. And they did a tour back in, I think it was like 1978, and recorded that album on tour. Before that, we heard from Melissa Aldana, a new one from her album Back Home, and we heard a track called Allegra, and that one features Melissa Aldana on tenor sax, Pablo Menares on bass, and Joachim Ruckert on drums. All right, we're going to get into a little vocal set here. I wanted to play some female vocalists that I am fond of. We're going to start out with Luciana Sousa. That'll be followed by Cyril Amy and then Esperanza Spalding's new album. So let's get into that. This is Luciana Sousa from the album An Answer to Your Silence. We're going to hear 3-2 in overtime. Thank you.
It's like a void, an empty space. When you are not in my embrace, oh, there's a lull in my life. The moment that you go away, there is no night, there is no day. The clock stops ticking, the world stops turning, everything stops but that pain in my heart that keeps burning, burning. Oh, there's a lull in my life. No matter how I may pretend, I know that you alone can the ache in my heart, the call of my arms, the lull in my life.
Tell you I knew
share it with you and rest in pleasure.
There's a bright golden haze in the meadow. I peep up. There's a bright golden haze in the meadow. Is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Well, I say, oh, what a beautiful morning. Yes, what a wonderful day. Y'all look out there. I've got a beautiful feeling. Everything going my way. Y'all come on now. Of standing like statues, the cattle are standing like statues. They don't turn their heads as they see me ride by. but a little brown maverick is winking her eye. She said, oh, what a beautiful morning. Yeah. Well, what a wonderful day. I want y'all to know, no, I've got a beautiful feeling. I've got everything. And everything going my way. Everything going my way. Of the earth are like music. The breeze is as busy, it don't miss a tree. And a little old weeping willow is laughing at me. She said, oh, what a beautiful morning. Yes, what a wonderful day. But I got everything going my way, my way.
We heard a vocal set there featuring some great, great vocalists of now and yesteryear, starting with Luciana Sousa from an older album entitled An Answer to Your Silence. We heard the track 3-2 in Overtime, and that was followed by Cyril Amy from her album Let's Get Lost, brand new release entitled There's a Lull in My Life. Next up was Esperanza Spalding from her album, very different, creative album. It's entitled Emily's D-Evolution, or perhaps that's Devolution. It's D plus Evolution. And we heard the track called Rest in Pleasure. I like that title. And then we followed up, of course, with Ray Charles and the Count Basie Orchestra. And we heard Ray Sings, Basie Swings. Ray Charles, the genius. Great vocalist and great instrumentalist as well. And we heard the track, Oh, What a Beautiful Morning. Ray Charles, accompanied by the Count Basie Orchestra. All right, time now is 11:26. We're starting to kind of round down to the end of our show. I've had a great time here on Friday Morning Jazz. My name is Ken. And I like to call the show In the Groove. I hope you're grooving along with me. We're going to continue on now with the Mack Avenue Super Band, which is basically the Christian McBride Trio, with the addition of some other great players like Gary Burton on vibes and Sean Jones on trumpet and so forth. We're going to hear a track from this album called Sudden Impact. Thank you.
entrance, ladies and gentlemen. Sudden Impact.
Thank you.
Yes, Steve Davis, great trombone player and professor here at University of Hartford, where this program is being broadcast from, working at the Hart School of Music, Jackie McLean Institute for Jazz. We heard his latest album, which is entitled Say When. Yeah. His latest album entitled Say When, featuring music that was either written by or written for the great J.J. Johnson. And we heard the track Kenya. And that features Steve Davis on trombone, Eddie Henderson on trumpet, Eric Alexander on tenor sax, Harold Mayburn on piano, Nat Reeves on bass, and Joe Farnsworth on drums. Before that, we heard from No Cordette is the name of the group. We heard we heard from the album Subconscious Love, and we heard Something Special. And let's see, before that, we heard from Mario Pavone from his album Song for Septet. We heard the track The Door. I really like the sound of that. That one features Mario Pavone on bass, Marty Ehrlich on alto sax and bass clarinet, Thomas Chapin, the late Thomas Chapin on alto sax, Peter McCarron on trombone, Bill Ware on vibraphone, Peter Mattson on piano, and Steve Johns on drums. We're going to finish out the show today with, we're going to go with Cecile McLaurin-Salvant from her album For One to Love. I'm going to play the track from West Side Story, Something's Coming. My last show, I did a little West Side Story set, and I got a couple comments about why didn't you include this Cecile McLaurin-Salvant tune from West Side Story, and they're absolutely right. So I'm going to play that right now to end the show. Thanks for listening, folks. Stay tuned. Coming up next is New Focus Public Affairs on WWUH. It's been a blast. I hope you enjoyed it, too. So here we go with Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, Something's Coming.
Come cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block, on a beach, under a tree. Got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me. Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good, if I can wait. Something's coming, I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great. With a click, with a shock, phone will jingle, door will knock. Open the latch. Something's coming, don't know when, but it's soon. Catch the moon, one-handed catch. something, come on in. Don't be shy, meet a gal, pull up a chair.